Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 57 to 61.
About three-quarter page only in two ayat. We are looking at a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which highlights the importance of looking into the Quran and reciting the Quran. Obviously, this hadith would apply to a non-hafidh. A hafidh of the Quran has the option of reciting, looking inside if that is going to be more beneficial for him. And a hafidh of the Quran may recite from memory if his intention is to strengthen his hifz of the Quran. But there is a great merit in looking into the mushaf, looking at the Quran and reciting the Quran. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and we quoted this before, when he would come home, he would first open the Quran in the morning and look at the Quran and recite the Quran. So this hadith is reported by Uthman bin Abdullah bin Aws al-Thaqafi. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Qira'atul Quran, qira'atul rajul al-Quran fi ghayril mushaf alfu daraja." A man reciting the Quran without looking into the mushaf, without looking into the copy, reciting from memory, it has 1,000 ranks of reward. Alfu daraja. It has 1,000 ranks of reward, 1,000 stages of reward. But a person looking into the Quran and reciting, it goes up to 2,000, meaning that there is great merit in looking into the mushaf and reciting the Quran. It is said about Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would sit at night and he would read from a copy of the Quran. Every night he would read the Quran, and he was very, very attached to the recital of the Quran. And in his lifetime, he wore out 2 copies of the Quran because of constant reading and turning pages as he continued to read. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, sometimes at night he would open the Quran after Isha and he would look into the Quran and recite the Fajr Salah. So there is a great merit in touching the Quran, in looking at the Quran, in holding the Quran. And ulama have also said that looking at the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala improves one's eyesight. And actually there is a musalsal hadith wherein each narrator of the hadith reports from his sheikh, and like that they go on, that they complain about weakness of sight, eyesight to their teacher, and they were told to look at the Quran and read, and by that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved their sight. Looking at the Quran and the words of the Quran also has other barakah. We could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are looking at these words, to purify our sight from looking at the wrong things as well. So looking at the mushaf is a great merit. That is why I would encourage everyone to take a copy of the Quran. If it is available in front of you or on the side, take a copy of the Quran. If you cannot do so, have it on your phone at least and look at the words as we are reading. And do not sit idle when you have an opportunity to look at the Quran. Anyway, this note is explained here, and whoever is interested in reading it has it available to read. Sometimes people say, why don't you have a recording of what you're writing? But we are an ummah where we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first word of the Quran, iqra, read. So we are becoming a passive and a lazy nation. We are getting away from reading, or we are trying to avoid reading, whereas we are supposed to be a reading nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, iqra, read. So reading is an active action. It requires full concentration. It requires you to pay attention to it. You cannot read half-heartedly. But listening is passive. You can be distracted. You can listen to half the message. So we should be a ummah which is going back to reading. And we should revive the culture of reading within ourselves and within our children. So we are looking at these, the 7th ruku of Surah Baqarah. It is a short ruku as we can see. And there are 2 ayat. In the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he was discussing his favors on the Banu Israel, special favors. We remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them under the shadow of the Anbiya. They always had a Nabi with them. 4,000 Anbiya in one nation. 4,000. Beginning with Yaqub alayhi salam and terminating with Isa alayhi salam. So anyway, ayah number 60 is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confined them and detained them in the Sinai desert. They were commanded to wage jihad and to recapture Aqsa, Palestine, their homeland where Yaqub alayhi salam was settled, Kan'an. They were commanded to capture it again. And the Nabi Musa alayhi salam was leading them on in jihad. When they saw the people who were inhabiting their homeland at that time, they lost courage and they became very, very disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, Ya Musa, idhab anta wa rabbuk. You and your Lord go and fight. We are sitting here. We will not fight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. It is banned for them. And for 40 years they were in the Sinai desert. Some of the ayat we have seen before. So they asked Musa alayhi salam, we are now in the desert. We require a source of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى. When Musa alayhi salam made istisqa, he sought water from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his people. فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. We said, strike a certain stone with your staff. And when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam struck it, in fajarat minhu thnata asharata aina, 12 springs of water gushed forth from there. Because there were 12 tribes of the Banu Israel. According to the size of the tribe, the water would gush from this rock. And they would carry it as they were traveling everywhere. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam would strike it, and 12 springs of water would gush from it. When they would move on, the water would subside, and like this, they continued in their 40 years in this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. There were 12 springs of water, and every tribe knew which is their source of water from that same rock. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, eat and drink from the provision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Allah sends down quails for you. Quails come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salwa. So mufassirin have said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took care of their requirements, their dietary requirements. They needed proteins and carbohydrates. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provided it for them like this. So they were told, وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Eat and drink of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's provision provided for you supernaturally. And do not go about the earth spreading mischief and corruption. But then they said to Musa alayhi salam, the next ayah, we are tired. They said, we will never make sabr. لَن نَصْبِرَ. Oh Musa, we will never endure this diet forever. We are not going to be patient with it. You ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us better. We are tired of this divine provision Allah ta'ala has given us. Yukhrij lana. Tell Allah to take out, we want the produce of the earth. All min baqliha wa qithaiha wa fumiha wa adasiha. It's herbs, it's cucumbers, garlic, lentils and onions. Musa alayhi salam said, أَتَسْتَبْدِنُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى. Do you wish to exchange a superior blessing for what is inferior? So if you do not wish to comply, then descend upon any town and you will have whatever you requested. On account of the continuous insubordination and disrespect, after all of these ni'mats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now focuses on what has befallen the Banu Israel. Humiliation, adhillah. Humiliation was cast upon them, so they lost value in the sight of others, and destitution and dependence, whereby they lost self-determination and lofty resolve. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they drew upon themselves the wrath of Allah. This perpetual humiliation and dependence is their fate, because they used to reject the laws of Allah, and they would slay the prophets of Allah. They would kill Anbiya alayhimu salam. And Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, in order to increase them in honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to be killed and be made shaheed by these people. So they killed many Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in many places in the Quran. Inshallah, we will continue with the tilawat of this ruku number 7, and we're commencing with ayah 60.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزاكم الله